You did.
Coward.
I did.
He's a coward.
I wanted to get to sleep so I could get fucked up.
We went out to dinner with our ladies, and we had a nice dinner, but we were discussing Halloween costumes.
Okay.
Of course, the ladies are, they want to go as old slutty whatever.
Sure.
And it's like, you know, why not do that?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
It's cool when I wasn't dating you.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, you know.
Yeah.
Cover it up a little. I'm sitting there. I'm in the middle of. I'm battling both girlfriends.
Okay.
This one, silent. Judas.
Really?
I would. Judas, I did not
denied
Judas,
me.
Not
You're
Judas,
Peter,
no,
at least.
Not Judas.
That was Peter.
I said at the table, I would like to get some sleep tonight. I do not want to open this can of worms. I think that's fair.
What do you think of that? I'm in the trenches doing battle. He even said, I appreciate what you're doing.
Wow.
Which was a mistake.
So what do you actually think, though?
It did come back to haunt me. Not in the moment. That was a slow burn, that fight.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you actually think?
I like when other people's girlfriends are dressed slutty. That's
sure,
fun.
Yeah.
But Chris, what do you actually think?
So what do I actually think?
It. Yeah, and you were saying nothing.
I was saying... We're going to have a Halloween party and it's going to be a bunch of fucking people from my work. And half of them are 40. You know, this is not the time.
Yeah, I think it's going to wind up.
I'm with you. So then I'm saying, what is your opinion?
Yeah, I think it's going to wind up being like a bunch of just like our friends boozing. And like being dressed super slutty is going to be a little weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's what I genuinely think.
But you can't get in that argument with a woman.
Yeah,
what does the other side of that look like?
What is the other side? What is their argument?
Yeah.
That you're an insecure, controlling fucking pussy. That's the argument.
Which is
tough to, you can't break out of it. You got to go,
I think.
That's the big missile in Mario.
I don't. I would disagree with that argument. I would say it's not about being insecure. It's about making my friends maybe a little uncomfortable because they don't want to look at you sexually because me, their friend, is dating you.
Yeah.
But yet you're sort of forcing
them. You're going Sharia law on this. You're mine. Let's cover you up a little.
No.
And I agree.
No,
I agree.
I'm not saying because you're mine. I'm
my
saying
enemy's
because,
enemy is my friend.
I'm saying because my friends. It's like they
don't give Brian Six a boner at the Halloween party.
Right.
But that's never an argument you can win. I've been down this road. Obviously, we all have.
Well, because once you start getting to specifically like how long or short a skirt,
I did that at the table. I was like, stop me where the dress up your knee, tell me where the dress stops. And if you know, when you say it like I'm saying it right now, it does come off a little bit controlling and abusive, but it was not. It was a fun, friendly conversation that ended up not being friendly, but at first seemed friendly.
I was trying to suggest a variety of costumes that maybe, you know, shouldn't require.
I was gonna go as Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
It's like a turtleneck.
Full gown.
Full sleeves.
Yeah.
No, that was passed upon. Princess Leia. Princess Leia was nice. You wanted to Hillary Clinton, Princess Leia.
Yeah. I'm on Cloud Cities,
nope.
Princess Leia.
Nope.
Yeah.
Slave Leia was what was settled upon. Was just metal bikini Princess Leia. Was that's an idea for real. Yeah. It was just like, no.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 40 degrees. Don't.
Miss Frizzle was in the mix. I was like, that was
nice.
That's a big dress.
I knew where that was going. The scuba diving episode. Bikini.
They editorialized Miss Frizzle a little bit.
Yeah. And what are you're still planning on the referee costume?
No. Because I'm shy. And I know that doesn't sound, I was thinking about this.
You're shy, man.
Yeah, I am shy. And I think to make this costume funny, when the idea behind the costume was, I'd be like, why are you laughing?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
The idea behind the costume is I'm an NFL referee. I do have like a little mini...
Yeah, you're throwing party fouls.
You're right. And I'm hitting people with the flag and calling party fouls.
Yes. And now, I will say this has been done.
It has?
It's probably for 30 years.
Okay. Then it's unoriginal.
Okay. It's original to you.
But I'm not going to do it because, again, I just don't have the... frankly, balls to like go around and.
I think you do.
No, I don't.
Well, this fucks me because I bought a referee outfit. I was going to be wearing it when you got there.
No, are you serious? Yeah. You're going
to
be so funny with
it. It was Chris's idea to get a white hat, so I'd be the head official.
Dude, I look for a white hat.
So I could tell you what to do.
Oh, wow.
You thought of this. What are you? You're a megalomaniac.
I for a white hat. You and I was like, I just wear a regular one.
Megalomaniac, bro. Yeah. You're a power hungry pig.
Power hungry pig. That's how you look at me earlier. I mean, you know, it's just.
We were laughing so hard last night. If you showed up in the black hat,
just white, and picking up flags, going, there's no flag on the. Overruled.
I literally have it in my checkout thing. I think I'm just going to come as like Ben Franklin or something.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good way to mix in the spectacles.
Oh, yeah.
We can get some glasses on.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
I thought of that. I thought that there was a George Washington one on Amazon.
Yeah,
but then I felt like that might be kind of cunty to invite people to your house and then wear a fucking general's uniform and be like, "Welcome to my party. I'm the coolest guy of all time. I'm the most powerful man ever. I invented America." You know,
I like the idea of going all
revolutionary.
Yeah, all ever revolutionary clothing.
I like it too.
1770s.
What were you laughing at earlier?
I was laughing at that.
Oh,
the white hat.
Picking
up the flag would be great.
Picking up the flag is so funny.
In all fairness, I saw that referee. It's not like an original thought I had. I was in Manayunk, and this is going back 15 years.
And you thought of it then?
No.
A
guy ran down the street. It was like.
Oh, you saw someone do it?
He pelted a guy in a Spider-Man costume with a flag 15 yards from being an F. And it was just so funny.
Yeah, that's a killer.
Wow. Yeah. It was back when you could say it.
We're bringing those back, dude. It's coming. Unless Chris has anything to say about it in 30 days, you fucking
coward. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. I know what you're going to
do. You know we're on the same side of that issue.
How many votes are you going to put in this year? You got about 20,000 last year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to request... I've requested 20. The whole downstairs is full of ballots.
Full of ballots.
Yeah. And I'm filling them out. Cat's name. Putting one in for May.
Nice.
That's funny. But hey, that was so crazy at the show.
Yeah.
Chris standing up there.
The show,
Chris killed.
The show was sick.
The show was awesome.
That was the coolest thing ever. Watching you walk out in that place.
Yep.
It's uncomfortable.
Nah,
it's too cool.
I mean, from our vantage, the way that people saw you moving in the beginning and just started like rising up.
Yeah, that was crazy.
it was so sick.
Yeah, I had fun.
It was surreal to watch.
Yeah.
Yep.
You were right. You told me that the round is better.
Way better.
It's so much better
than a stage.
Because all the sound hits you at the same time.
Yeah, sometimes it can trick you. You're like, God damn, I'm killing. And then you get off stage and people are like, that was good. How do you think it went? Dude, that bothers me so much. How do you think it went?
Yeah, how did you feel about it?
I thought it was the best night of my life. I guess I was wrong. Yeah, that was awesome. That was a fun fucking night.
That was great.
And Little Gerby Babies.
I got to meet a pitcher.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Strom. That was awesome.
So
you guys got
nice.
To discuss pitching from the mound.
Yeah.
And then one of your buddies sold him like a gas tank.
What?
one of your buddies that was there?
Yeah. From home?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently like...
made a business deal with a pitcher from the Phillies?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they were just talking for a while and Strom was talking about going on some big drive and... he was like, oh, you're going to need a bigger tank for that. You're going to need a bigger gas tank. I'll hook it up.
He
was driving
a
truck. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. He was one of the guys that was a mechanic at Ardmore. Ed. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. I don't know if we should cut that out.
No, that's totally fine. Look at that fucking cat, dude. What are you looking at? Yeah, that's
he's
what I
fired
thought.
Up. He's fired up.
That's nice.
Oh.
Where's your gay cat?
At my gay house.